Yo, what's up, self-care fam? Riley Hott here, your daily dose of reality with a side of self-love. Today we're diving into something that feels as foreign to most Gen Zers as finishing an entire textbook in one sitting me time. Listen, I get it. Between keeping up with TikTok trends, slaying those exams, and trying to figure out what the heck avocado toast even is, finding time for yourself can feel like searching for a unicorn in a crowded mall. But trust me, fam, it's not just about face masks and bubble baths. It's about hitting that emotional reset button before you officially implode from the pressures of being a Gen Z superstar. Okay, real talk, how many times have you scrolled through Instagram feeling like everyone else is living their best life while you're stuck on repeat with existential dread? Ever felt like your brain was running on fumes and you just needed 5 minutes to not think about anything at all? You know that feeling when your mental health is screaming for a break, but you're too busy adulting to actually give it one? Yeah, me too. But guess what? Self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. And trust me, I'm not talking about buying another overpriced latte or adding one more thing to your already overflowing mental checklist. It's about carving out space in your day, even if it's just 5 minutes, to recharge and reconnect with yourself before you officially burn out. Think of it like this. You wouldn't drive a car without filling up the tank, would you? Your mind needs fuel too. So, here's the T5 key takeaways to make the most of your me time and actually feel the difference. Number 1. Ditch the guilt trip. Seriously, who made these rules that say you can't prioritize your own well-being? Taking a break isn't selfish, it's strategic. Think of it like investing in yourself and trust me, your future self will thank you for it. Number 2. Get intentional about it. This isn't about mindless scrolling or binge-watching another season of your favorite show, although that can be part of the equation. It's about activities that genuinely nourish your soul. Think reading a good book, going for a walk in nature, listening to your favorite tunes, anything that helps you de-stress and feel more grounded. Number 3. Disconnect to reconnect. We're constantly bombarded with information and notifications. It's exhausting. So, put the phone down, log off social media, and give your brain a break from the digital noise. You'd be surprised how much calmer you feel when you're not glued to your screen 24/7. Number 4. Embrace the power of no. This one is crucial, fam. You don't have to say yes to everything. Learn to set boundaries and protect your time. It's okay to decline invitations if you need a night in, or politely excuse yourself from conversations that drain you. Remember, your energy is precious, don't waste it on things that don't serve you. And lastly, number 5. Make it a habit. Don't just treat self-care as an occasional treat, make it a daily ritual. Even small acts of self-love can have a big impact over time. Think a few minutes of meditation before bed, taking a hot shower, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. Picture this. You're scrolling through TikTok, seeing everyone else living their best lives, vacation pics, killer outfits, seemingly endless free time. And you're right there, feeling that familiar pit in your stomach, wondering when it will be your turn. But then you remember, fam, that comparison is the thief of joy. Remember that one time when you were totally stressed about a project and instead of freaking out, you took a walk outside. Remember how fresh air and sunshine actually made you feel calmer and more focused. That's the power of me time, baby. It's not about escaping reality, it's about equipping yourself to face it with a clear mind and a balanced soul. Okay, let's recap. Self-care isn't selfish, it's strategic. Ditch the guilt trip, be intentional, disconnect to reconnect, say no when you need to, and make it a daily habit. You deserve it, fam. So, what are you waiting for? Head over to your favorite coffee shop, put on your headphones, and take a few minutes to just breathe. And while you're at it, tag this episode in your TikTok stories and let me know how you're making the most of your me time. Don't forget to follow, rate, and share the podcast because spreading self-love is always trending. Keep it real, keep it chill, and remember your mental health is worth fighting for. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.